For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hello.
Who are you?
Brooks.
Hey, Brooks. You have not been on our podcast in about 40 episodes.
I've been there for 1 billion, majillion episodes.
I don't think so. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to Trivia for Kids.
Welcome to Trivia for Kids. I'm Casey.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Brooks.
And we are back again for another week of fun, right, bud?
Yeah.
I have had a lot of listeners write in with category ideas. And I have had so many about animals that this week, all the categories are about animals.
Okay.
Brooks, what's your favorite animal?
Gorilla.
A gorilla? I thought it was a megalodon or a kraken or a sea monster. Or a baby tiger.
Are we going to learn about sea monsters?
Not this week. I don't think there's a sea monster category. That would be a good one, though, wouldn't it? Quinn, what's your favorite animal?
That's hard. Probably the blue heron again, though.
Still a blue heron, huh?
Actually, or clownfish. I like clownfish.
Actually, mine is a gorilla and a megalodon.
And a megalodon. My favorite animal, my top two are...
And a sea monster.
And I knew they were coming, right? So my number one is a hippo, and my number two is an armadillo.
I forgot about the armadillo. I love armadillos so much.
I actually love turtles.
Hey, there's an episode about turtles today. So you'll have to be a part of that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys ready for the joke?
Is there gorillas in it?
I don't think we have gorillas this week. We already did a gorilla category way a long, long time ago. We'll have to listen back if you want to listen to that one.
Okay, fine.
Are you ready for the joke?
Yeah.
Okay. The joke this week comes from listener Brayden. Why doesn't the sun need to go to college?
Because it's too far away.
I know this one. Because he has 1,000 degrees.
Oh, so close. Because it already has 28 million degrees. Did you like it?
Yes.
Your answer of it's too far away was a good guess. All right. Are you guys ready to start trivia?
Yes. Trivia for kids.
Woo!
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1. The category is horses. Thank you so much to listener Cora for this idea. Question 1. What side do you typically mount a horse from? Question 2. The name of the white stripe found down a horse's face is called what? Question 3. The headgear used to control the horse while riding is called what? Question 4. What are the three main horse gaits? Basically, the three main speeds that a horse moves. Question 5. True or false? An adult female horse is called a gelding. Question 6. What type of horse is large and bred to be a working animal, doing hard tasks such as plowing and other farm labor? Question 7. Which medieval sport involved two mounted riders trying to strike each other with blunted lances? And now the round one answers. Question 1. What side do you typically mount a horse from?
The left.
The left side.
I said that too.
Yep. So I just remember when I was little, we had horses, and Grandpa still has horses now, but that was always the rule. You had to get on the saddle from the left side. Question 2. What is the name of the white stripe found down a horse's face? A blaze.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Question 3. The headgear used to control the horse while riding is called what?
The muzzle.
The bridle.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's that thing that goes into the horse's mouth, and then it goes up over their head and over their ears, and then in either side it has the reins so that you can control him while, not him, it, while you're riding. Bridle. Question 4. What are the three main horse gaits, or the three main speeds a horse moves?
Gallop, trot, and sprint.
Walk, trot, or canter?
Oh, canter. Gallop isn't one of them.
Gallop is faster than a canter, but this isn't one of the three main ways. I don't think horses gallop unless they absolutely have to. Okay. But if you said gallop, I would say that counts too.
All right.
Question 5. True or false? An adult female horse is called a gelding.
False, isn't it a filly? No, wait, that's a baby girl horse.
It is false. An adult female horse is called a mare.
A mare. I thought that was a boy.
Nope. A gelding is a boy or a stallion. Question 6. What type of horse is large and bred to be a working animal, doing hard tasks such as plowing and other farm labor? It's a draft horse.
Huh.
So any of those big horses that you've probably seen, like pulling a wagon or plowing a field, those are known as draft horses.
Interesting.
Question 7. Which medieval sport involved two mounted riders trying to strike each other with blunted lances?
Polo?
Nope. Jousting.
Jousting. What's the other horse sport called?
Polo, is it?
I knew it was jousting. That's why I didn't say it.
What is jousting? Do you know? Yeah. Jousting is
when
you hit them off their horse with that big lance. They are riding at each other, and they're both holding that long stick, and they're trying to poke each other off their horses.
Interesting.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used to wear
protective armor.
Like armor. Yeah, I think it was like a knight's thing.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Round number 2. The category is cats. Thank you to LG for this category idea. Thanks, LG. Question 1. How does a mother cat carry her kittens? Question 2. In the United States, you should never cross the path of what colored cat? Question 3. Why does a cat climb down trees backward? Question 4. What breed of cat has a reputation for being cross-eyed? Question 5. How many people are bitten by cats in the United States each year? 4,000, 400,000, or 4 million? Question 6. What was the name of Geppetto's cat in Disney's Pinocchio? Question 7. What breed of cat has no tail? And now the round 2 answers. Question 1. How does a mother cat carry her kittens?
In her mouth? Kind of around their neck, like on the back of their neck?
Yep, she holds them by the skin on the back of their necks in her mouth.
That's cute, though.
It is cute, and it doesn't hurt them. I think there's quite a few animals that have that extra skin on their necks for that's how the moms have to carry them.
Interesting.
Question 2. In the United States, you should never cross the path of what colored cat?
A black cat, but I love black cats. They're so cute.
Yeah, that's just a superstition. So you can cross the path of a black cat. It's not a big deal, I don't think. Question 3. Why does a cat climb down trees backward?
To sharpen its nails or to get more momentum off the tree?
Climbing down a tree backward is the safest way for a cat because its claws curl forward.
Ah.
So if it climbed down the tree forward, it wouldn't get any grip because its claws are turned the wrong way. So it goes down backward so that it can hold on because of how their claws grip.
Of course.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
I didn't either.
Question 4. What breed of cat has a reputation for being cross-eyed?
Scottish Fold. No idea.
A Siamese.
Really?
Do you know what a Siamese looks like?
Absolutely, yes.
It's the white one with like the brown face,
yeah, brown
and the brown
face,
ears and the brown
cross-eyed?
Tail. Not all the time. They have some genetic thing. I read about it and I tried to figure out a way to explain it in an easy way. And it had something to do with like the optic nerve and something and something. And I don't know. Basically, sometimes because of their genetics, Siamese cats can be cross-eyed.
Ah.
Question 5. How many people are bitten by cats in the United States each year? 4,000, 400,000, or 4 million?
4 million?
400,000. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 400,000 people a year are bitten by cats.
That was me 2 years ago.
Yeah, when we got Clover, she bit all the time. She was very aggressive.
But I miss her.
Well, she was mean, so.
Now we're not getting a new one.
Now she lives on a farm, and she's happy as a clam. Question 6. What was the name of Geppetto's cat in Disney's Pinocchio?
Figaro.
Figaro, yep. That is also the name of Minnie's cat.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Question 7. What breed of cat has no tail?
A Scottish Fold. I'm just kidding.
That's always your guess. A Manx.
Oh, I know what those look like. I have this big book of cats.
The Manx is a breed of cat with a genetic mutation of the spine. Although cats of this breed are sometimes born with a normal tail, They are most often born with either a tiny stub or no tail at all. This spinal defect also produces a noticeable arch from the shoulders to the rump, causing the Manx to hop somewhat when running, given its almost rabbit-like stride. That was a mouthful.
But that's crazy. It runs like a rabbit because it has no tail.
Right. So, like, over time, I think its body has just modified itself to make up for the fact that it doesn't have a tail.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Round number three. The category is foxes. This category idea comes from listener Isabel. Thank you, Isabel. Question one. What is a fox's tail called? Question two. What Disney movie follows a little fox named Todd and Copper, a puppy, as they vow to be best buddies forever? Question three. What is a male fox called? Question four. What type of fox prefers tundra habitat, usually near rocky shores, and is well adapted to living in cold environments? Question five. What is the name of the underground houses where foxes live? Question 6. What is a group of foxes called? A skunk, a sulk, or a skulk? Question 7. Dogs, wolves, and foxes are all part of the same family, canids. Gray foxes are the only type of canid that can do what? Just like cats can do. Round three answers. So Quinn, how much do you know about foxes?
Not much. I know that most of them are orange though.
They are kind of an orange color in some places, yes. And baby foxes are adorable. Have you ever seen one?
They kind of look like red pandas.
Oh, they're so cute. Question one. What is a fox's tail called?
A drag-along.
A brush.
That's cute.
That is cute. Question two. What Disney movie follows a little fox named Todd and Copper, a puppy, as they vow to be best buddies forever?
At the top of my mind.
The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that is a sad, sad movie.
What happens again?
Oh, so they're friends when they're little. And then the dog is like a dog that's supposed to be trained to hunt foxes. And so they can't be friends because the dog is supposed to be hunting him. And then the dog owner tries to shoot the fox, and the fox owner gets mad at the dog owner. And then they get old and grow apart. That's kind of it. It's kind of sad. Question three. What is a male fox called? A dog.
Right.
Yeah, right? I didn't know that either. A dog and a vixen is a male and a female.
I knew a vixen. I didn't know a dog. That's kind of...
That's funny. Question 4. What type of fox prefers tundra habitat, usually near rocky shores, and is well adapted to living in cold environments?
The Arctic fox?
Yep, Arctic fox. Question 5. What is the name of the underground houses where foxes live?
Dens?
Yep.
Okay.
Den.
That was only for like...
Lots of animals bears. Live in dens. I think like, yeah, bears and lots more badgers, I think, live in dens. And question 6. What is a group of foxes called? A skunk, a sulk, or a skulk?
A skulk.
A skulk. I didn't even know that was a word.
Neither.
So, if you see a
Sounds
group
like
of
a
foxes.
Skull and lulk.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, look at that skulk of foxes over there. Question 7. Dogs, wolves, and foxes are all part of the same family, canids. Gray foxes are the only type of canid that can do what? Just like cats can do.
Climb trees.
Retract their claws.
Oh!
Even though foxes and dogs are canids, foxes are actually more like cats than they are like dogs.
Interesting.
I agree. I learned a lot about foxes today.
I did.
I didn't know much about them,
yeah.
But. Round number 4. The category is turtles. Thank you to Amelia for this category idea. Thanks, Amelia. Question 1. The alligator snapping turtle can use its worm-like tongue to do what? Question 2. The easily recognizable giant tortoises can only be found in 2 places in the world, the Seychelles and what other island nation? Question 3. True or false? Turtles' shells have nerves and a blood supply, and if injured, can bleed and feel pain. Question 4. The top part of a tortoise shell is called the carapace. What is the underside called? Question 5. What is the largest living type of turtle in the world? Question 6. What is the college mascot of the University of Maryland? Question 7. Is a turtle a reptile or an amphibian? And now the answers to round 4. Question 1. The alligator snapping turtle can use its worm-like tongue to do what?
Eat flies.
Smell?
Lure in prey. Their tongues are worm-like, and by wiggling them, fish come straight into their gaping jaws.
Oh!
How smart!
Yeah!
Question 2. The easily recognizable giant tortoises can only be found in 2 places in the world. The Seychelles and what other island nation?
The Galapagos.
Yep, the Galapagos Islands. I feel like I knew that one because I've heard of Galapagos tortoises, right?
Brooks, do you remember that penguin book? And he was like, Captain Cook is from the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, that's what I know it from.
And I think giant tortoises can live to be well over 100 years old.
Yeah.
They live forever. Not forever. Question 3. True or false? Turtles' shells have nerves and a blood supply, and if injured, can bleed and feel pain.
I think that's true. What about you, Brooks? True or false?
False.
Nope, it's true. If a turtle shell gets injured, it hurts them.
Oh, that's sad, though.
Yep, so you got to be careful. Because they're not like a snail. They just don't, you know, crawl out of their shell and find a new one. It's part of their body.
Yeah, they're born with that shell.
Question 4. The top part of a tortoise shell is called the carapace. What is the underside called? It's kind of a hard one.
Under, tummy.
The plastrum.
The plastrum?
Yep.
Huh.
Question 5. What is the largest living type of turtle in the world? The leatherback sea turtle. Reaching lengths of up to 7 feet and weighing more than 2,000 pounds.
That's crazy. That's as much as a car, almost.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, I think it said the leatherback sea turtle is the only turtle that doesn't have a hard shell. Its shell is made out of, like, a really strong skin-like thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Question 6. What is the college mascot of the University of Maryland?
Well, this is a turtle category, so I'm going to say the Maryland Turtles.
That's a good guess. The Terrapins. Terrapins are turtles that spend time both on land and in brackish, swampy water. The word terrapin comes from an Algonquin Indian word meaning a little turtle.
Cute.
Yep. And the Indiana Hoosiers just beat the Maryland Terrapins in the Big Ten tournament last night.
Woo!
We watched the game.
We did?
Yeah, that's who they played.
Yeah!
Question 7. Is a turtle a reptile or an amphibian?
That's hard. I'm going to say a reptile. What about you, Brooks? A reptile or an amphibian?
A reptile.
It's a reptile.
Yay.
Reptiles are turtles, snakes, lizards, alligators, and crocodiles. Unlike amphibians, reptiles breathe only through their lungs and have a dry, scaly skin that prevents them from drying out.
Amphibians are like frogs and toads and
salamanders and...
Oh yeah, salamanders.
Round 5. The category is unique animals. This category is from listeners Maverick and Jace. Thank you. Question 1. What is the largest carnivorous marsupial that resembles a baby bear? Question 2. What type of frogs have lime green skin, but lack some coloration on their underside, making their organs visible to the naked eye? Question 3. What is the only animal that has cube-shaped poop? Question 4. What is the name of the googly-eyed, large-eared, rat-toothed, nocturnal lemur that lives in Madagascar? Question 5. This question comes from listener Brayden. Thanks, Brayden. Name the domestic animal with a very strange muscle reflex that, when frightened, their muscles go completely stiff and they fall over. Question Question 6. What venomous, duck-billed, beaver-tailed, otter-footed, egg-laying aquatic creature is native to Australia? Question 7. What barrel-shaped animal's name means little armored one in Spanish? And now the answers to round 5. Question 1. What is the largest carnivorous marsupial that resembles a baby bear?
A badger?
The Tasmanian devil!
Oh, I knew that.
They only live on the large island south of Australia known as Tasmania. Adult Tasmanian devils are usually about the size of a small dog. They have coarse brown or black fur and a pudgy appearance that makes them look like baby bears. But don't let their cuteness fool you. They have sharp teeth and strong, muscular jaws that can deliver one of the most powerful bites of any mammal on Earth.
Wow.
Well, thankfully, there aren't any in Iowa, so we're good there. Question 2. What type of frogs have lime green skin, but some lack any coloration on their underside, making their organs visible to the naked eye?
Glass frogs.
Yep, glass frogs. So if you look at a picture of a glass frog, they look like a regular frog pretty much from the top. But then from underneath, you can literally see like their stomach. Yeah. And they're
cool. So cool.
Question 3. What is the only animal that has cube-shaped poop?
A wombat.
Yes, a wombat.
I knew that one. Yay!
I think wombats also live in the Australian area.
Interesting.
Question 4. What is the name of the googly-eyed, large-eared, rat-toothed, nocturnal lemur that lives in Madagascar?
The eye-eye.
The eye-eye. Yep. We have seen them in a zoo. But the zoo that we went to, since the eye-eyes are nocturnal, the whole area is dark. And so, and then they just have like red lights so you can barely see them. But they are interesting looking.
Yeah. I wouldn't say adorable.
I would not say adorable either. Question 5. Name the domestic animal with a very strange muscle reflex that, when frightened, their muscles go completely stiff and they fall over. Fainting goats.
Yeah, we watched this last night.
Yeah, ironically, we watched a video of there were some goats in a pasture right next to a road and a driveway. And a delivery truck pulled into the driveway to deliver a package. And he accidentally kind of ran into the corner of the fence. And when it happened, like all the goats in the field, like stiffened up and fell over. That's hilarious. If I can find it, I'll post it on our social media page so you guys can see it. Question 6. What venomous, duck-billed, beaver-tailed, otter-footed, egg-laying, aquatic creature is native to Australia?
The platypus.
Yep, I've heard him called the duck-billed platypus, but yes. I feel like when God made the platypus, he was just sort of like, well, let's take a little of this and a little of this and a little of that, a little of that. Throw it all together and make this very unique thing.
But they're poisonous?
Venomous, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're one of two, only two, egg-laying mammals. Yes. Question 7. What barrel-shaped animal's name means little armored one in Spanish? Armadillo! See, little armored one. That makes sense now, right?
Of course.
I had to have an armadillo question since they're one of my favorites. And now it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question one. What is the name of the white stripe found down a horse's face?
A blaze.
Question two. What is a group of foxes called?
A skulk.
Question three. What breed of cat has no tail?
The Manx.
Question four. The top part of a tortoise shell is called the carapace. What is the underside called?
The plastrum.
Question five. What type of frogs have lime green skin, but some lack any coloration on their underside, making their organs visible to the naked eye?
Glass frogs.
Question six. What type of horse is large and bred to be a working animal, doing hard tasks such as plowing and other farm labor?
Draft horse.
Question seven. What is the largest living type of turtle in the world?
The leatherback sea turtle.
The leatherback sea turtle.
That's it. We're done. You did it. What do you think, bud?
Good.
Good? Did you like to help? Mm-hmm. What part did you like?
I like animals.
That was the whole thing, buddy.
You liked learning about animals? Well, thank you for helping us today. Will you do it again sometime?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Trivia for Kids Podcast. And if you have a question idea or even an entire category, please email us at triviaforkidspodcast@gmail.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.